Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
Woohoo!
And we're back on a Tuesday with T Squared.
Hey.
Are you okay with that nickname or do you want to come up with something else?
Oh, no. T Squared, cup of tea, T2.
You live in Parker.
Yes.
Which is where we live. And the gas station is called T Squared. Did you know that?
I never even paid attention to that.
I noticed that the other day when I was balancing my checkbook. I was like, what? What? I'm paying T squared. What? Why am I paying T squared? What's happening? But yeah, the gas station right down the road.
I had no idea. Oh, I guess.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned it.
I've driven by it 1,000 times. I never it's even looked. Yeah.
It's the Conoco.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good with who I am. I'm confident in myself.
You're beautiful. And I'm so happy to have you back. It's been about a month.
Yep.
But time is flying.
I know.
Is it not?
Yeah. Well, it seems like forever, but on the other hand, you know, hello.
Right. I was talking to Steve about it. And I sent you an email about next month. And I was like,
right.
So are you in for this? And da, da, da. And you're like, yeah. And am I still good for the 23rd? And I was like, wait. Yes, of course you are, but I had already jumped forward to October.
It's funny. I'm like, am I still on the schedule?
Yeah, I do 1 month at a time. I try and like knock out like bam, bam, carry T squared, and everybody else falls into place.
Right. Yeah, we're good.
Well, I'm glad that you're back, and we're here in Colorado. It hasn't really started to be fall, really, yet.
Well, no, but I noticed that the colors are starting to change
already. How did that happen? Like, it hasn't cooled down, it hasn't rained much.
But we never got really hot this summer.
That's true.
What do you think about that?
No kidding. So. I went to the pool once. I was very sad about that.
Actually, I think I made it twice, and that was a problem. Yeah. It's, yeah, right about there.
I think it was 2 weekends after Labor Day, and Steve's like, hey, it's nice, let's go to the pool. The pool closes
after on Labor Day. Yeah. So, why does Colorado sprinklers. Not get that? Because, I mean, seriously, we know that sometimes through October, it's still even warm. I mean, just keep it open for
I think it's because all the lifeguards are in high school and they're back to school. That's my theory.
They never pay attention anyway. And I was a high school lifeguard. I should never say that, but it was true.
I was a college lifeguard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably worse.
You
had those hangover days.
Oh, I was thinking you had a lot more eye candy to look at.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. That was a fun summer.
There you go.
That was the first time I chopped my hair off because chlorine kills the blonde.
Uh-huh, and it turns green, too.
It does, that's yeah. Nasty. And I discovered the shampoo that you're supposed to use for the chlorine, and I chopped, like, I did it myself. I chopped it Jenna Elfman pink style. Like, it was maybe 2 inches long. I started spiking it.
Actually, you could probably pull that off, though.
Yeah, not at this age. People would be like... What?
And people would look at me and go, I don't know what just walked by, but
yeah. But in college, people were like, oh, crazy lifeguard girl.
Oh, you're awesome. They probably thought, that is so cool. I'm going to try that when I get home.
Yeah. And everyone, you know what everyone says when you have short hair? Oh, I love your hair. I could never pull that off. What's that mean? Backhanded compliment.
No, actually, it is. If you have the right face shape, I'd look like an idiot. Totally.
No way. Oh, goodness. So, what's been going on with you?
Oh, starting, gosh, give me a starting point. Let's see.
Since last month?
My kids, I know.
Are the kids back in school?
My kids are back in school.
You get some time off? No, because you're at work every day.
No, yeah. And my son moved back in, so I get the little grandbaby at home.
Oh, wow.
So I get Jaden. So
you're G-Ma T-Squared.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And actually, I'm okay with that.
That's good.
Yeah. My girlfriends are like, are you crazy? And it's like, no, you should see her. She's super cute. So
how old?
She's 2.
Oh.
She's 2.
Talking?
Oh, my. Yeah. She has a vocabulary that's kind of scary. It's so large.
I'm so like, parents of youngins have to tell me, oh, they start teething at this point. And I'm like, really? I thought that was like at 5. I haven't a clue. I'm so clueless.
Teething at 5. Yeah, God, I hope not. Because then they get really annoying when they get whiny.
Mm-hmm. And you've been pretty busy. I want to ask you about your sexy shoe Sunday. I totally butchered it, didn't I?
Oh my gosh, sexy shoe Sunday? Yeah. Yay. That's awesome.
I tried to share your sexy shoe on Sunday, but your privacy settings had it, so I couldn't share it on two girls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Oh,
because those are awesome. I'll post it.
Because your Maryland boots, I was like,
those rock. Those are amazing. Those I found at a little boutique. Let me describe this to everybody real quick. They're canvas boots. They come up to my knee. They're platform. They're high-heeled. They're super sexy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sexy shoe Sunday.
And they have, like, the Andy Warhol pictures of Marilyn Monroe, except they're black and white. They're not colored.
Mm.
And I found them in a little boutique down in downtown Denver. The artist's name was not listed anywhere on the shoe, which drove me crazy. So I have no idea who made them, and if I could have, I wanted to see if they had other artists,
like Aubrey Hepburn faces,
shoes. Anything, you know,
yeah,
anything like that. But they are so awesome, so those are very coveted pair of mine.
I've noticed your sexy shoe Sunday, but this week you tagged me, and I was like, yes, how does she know I'm in love with Marilyn Monroe?
Because it's fun stuff, because pink, Marilyn Monroe, it kind of all goes together.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Except I saw a meme yesterday that said something, it had Marilyn's face, and it said, I slept with many married men. I could never keep one of my own. And then I overdosed on prescription pills, and everyone loves me. I was like, dang, who created this? I bet it was a brunette. I'm just saying to all you know my what? Brunette friends out there. But you know, it seems like you're either a Marilyn
or a man.
Or an Aubrey Hepburn fan. Do you see that?
I like them both.
But it seems like people tend to lean. No?
Yeah, no, I like Marilyn more of the...
I like them both, too.
Because that would be along the lines of my side, free-spirited, crazy, crazy, you know, that sort of thing. And then Audrey was so put together and everything else, but beautiful, regardless.
They both were, yes.
Yeah.
Long before cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they could still do it.
Actually...
What?
Marilyn had cosmetic surgery. Oh my gosh, girl. Okay.
I thought she was naturally perfect.
No. First of all, she's a redhead and originally a brunette.
I knew there was bleach involved,
But they actually also had some forehead work done to change her hairline.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that was nose, scary back then.
And her nose was, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
I guess when you do look at the older brunette Marilyn and you look at the blonde bombshell Marilyn, there is some differences. I guess I just always assumed it was the brunette blonde thing.
Nope, there actually was. Yeah, sorry.
All right,
I rained on your parade.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you, everybody, for having me.
No.
It was nice talking to you all.
I need a reality check from time to time. I really do. I really do. So let's fast forward to today and some entertainment news.
All right,
I'm trying to incorporate some entertainment news to try and keep us relevant. Because Carrie does not do entertainment news. Have you listened to some of her?
Yes, she's like, I have. She's
so-and-so? And I'm like, dope. Oh, my goodness.
I know, but God bless her. She's hysterical, though.
She is.
I love her.
She is.
She should be my crush of the week.
Oh.
She should be.
Okay.
Hold Carrie. On. Carrie, you're my girl crush of
Karen
the week.
Karen McLeod.
Love you.
So, babies. Lots of babies being, like, produced in Hollywood. And I was thinking, this happens. It seems to happen in, like, groups.
Yeah, it does.
And even my friends. Like, one person's pregnant, and then all of a sudden there's a couple more, and it's in the water.
Yeah.
So I drink Diet Coke.
Yeah. No Kool-Aid.
No Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid's frightening.
And so I sat down and I was like, who all? Because I keep hearing, so-and-so's pregnant. So-and-so just had a baby. So-and-so's pregnant. And I found a list. And first of all, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes had their baby last week.
Yes.
Which I can't accept that couple.
Well, you know, and that was my first interview with you, was talking about those two.
And I still can't.
I don't know. If it works, it works.
I guess.
More power to him.
Kristen Bell is pregnant with her second child.
Okay, just for the record, I love Kristen Bell.
She's adorable.
And she and her husband are the most hysterical couple on this earth.
I bet they laugh daily, just out loud, pee their pants laugh.
They must, because they're so funny. Have you ever seen his interviews talking about her? Oh my gosh, they're just.
And he has that dry humor, which I love.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, awesome.
Alicia Keys showed off her baby bump at the iHeartRadio Music Festival that happened this last weekend.
Yep.
Big world news. Kate Middleton is expecting the number two baby with Prince William. Someone told me the other day that Prince William and Prince Harry might not have the same dad. Have you heard that rumor?
No, but, you know, have you seen their dad? No offense, but
yeah. Anyway, so Kate Middleton is having another baby. Carrie Underwood, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. She's having a baby. Chelsea Clinton's having a baby. Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child is having a baby. Sarah Gilbert. When I told Steve that, he's like, I don't understand. I'm like, science.
Why? I mean, why at this age? I mean, why at this age? She's not why?
That, how old? I don't even know how old. I guess she was on Roseanne.
She's,
Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah, she's.
Are you thinking about the right?
No, Sarah I'm Gilbert? Not. No, I'm not thinking of her sister. No, I'm thinking of Sarah Gilbert. Okay. But still, sure. I mean, there's. Okay, call me crazy. There's a point at which I think you should not have children, just to be fair to your children.
I agree.
Now, granted, my parents had me when they were 40.
Okay.
My parents had a very young outlook on life. They were very young, always, I don't know. I guess I never thought of them as old until I figured out that my other friend's parents were 20 years younger than my parents, so it was a little odd. But honestly, you know, I get it, but on the other hand, purposely having children, I mean, I was oh, hey, guess what?
Oh,
but but I mean, people are purposely having kids, like in their late 40s and 50s. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost selfish in a sense. What are you doing to your child? So,
right. You know. I agree. So, I agree.
There you go.
My father was 30 and my mother was 11 years younger. So, like 18, 19 when they got married and had me. And I always thought he was the oldest guy in the world. I can't imagine. I'm 33 now.
Like, oh my gosh, you're so old.
Dang it. Oh, and then Liv Tyler is pregnant.
I love her.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm sure there's more and more out there, but those are the ones I found. And I just, that's a lot. That's a lot of people having babies in one small town in California.
And actually, you know, there may be 40 bazillion people in that town, but it is a really big small town once you're out there. And I heard you talking about that last week about the California thing and everything else. And
it's beautiful.
And it seems like a couple of us like to get here by the skin of our teeth.
Right. Right.
Coming from California, I might
add. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Natty Waters. That was crazy. I'm like, you what?
Oh my gosh. She had me beat like crazy because at least I flew in. She drove.
Drove.
Yeah.
With a child.
I'm sorry.
She was good. She arrived at like 7 a.m. and then was here a little bit later than normal, but that's because groceries had to be bought.
Natty, you're a queen.
Natty is a queen.
Just saying.
Kanye West, are you a fan or not? You can be honest.
Well, the first word that came to mind started with an F, and then no. I can't stand him. Really, I really can't stand him. And I know I don't understand
how he is so wealthy. He has a place in France. That's why they got married there, and I don't get it.
Like, dude's a friend. He's a freaking monster jerk, and he just needs to go away.
Right. I agree. And this last weekend was no different. He was in Australia, and he has this thing where he likes the audience to participate, and he was begging everyone to stand. There were a couple people that didn't stand, and he drew attention to them. The audience was booing them. Security went over to see what was going on. One of the guys had a prosthetic limb. The other was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then Kanye's like, oh, okay, and he carried on. But you had to draw attention to that? That's horrible.
Oh, he's...
But then the article that I found said that earlier in the summer when he was in Austin, he noticed that there was a young disabled man that couldn't see the stage, so he made sure that his mic was given to the guy at the end of the night.
Oh, just what I would want to have.
Of course, here you go. Publicist had to throw that in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of moving the guy up to where he could be seen, hand him your spit-covered freaking... Sorry.
As a girl that knows the music industry, a lot of people would not have even thought of that.
Oh, that's that's all I was thinking was, like, you know, germs. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, no, I think the guy's an idiot. I think he has no... I just really think he should not be given any publicity time whatsoever, because people like that don't deserve it.
Right.
They don't deserve it.
I agree.
So, there you go.
All right, so that's our entertainment news. Very brief. No worries.
Sorry, I had to get a drink of water, people. I'm a little loud drinker. I've heard that before, too.
So that brings us to Woman Crush of the Week. Who is your woman crush?
Okay, well...
I feel like you planned, and it's not Carrie.
Carrie, you are my woman crush of the week. Right. But I'll call you and tell you about that personally. We'll talk about that later. You know, you and your boobs. Anyway, so my woman crush of the week...
If you're not friends with Carrie on Facebook or you don't follow her, yeah, you don't understand. But she's freaking hilarious when it comes to the boobs.
Yes, yes. And she's got a nice rack. So we're all good with that. God bless you. Okay, so my woman crush of the week, and, you know, I kind of like to keep mine along the lines of more of the music industry, things like that. Right. Just because it's just, you know, kind of what I do. But Orianthe is her name. If anybody wants to know who she is, I would shred her last name if I said it the way it's supposed to be spelled.
I see a picture you brought.
So I brought a picture. I brought this for...
I didn't bring my phone down. We'll take a picture and, like...
Anyway, so, yeah. So who she is if you've ever seen any of the Michael Jackson videos with a girl who is the guitar player.
Okay.
That is who that is.
Oh, wow.
She's played with Alice Cooper. She plays... Jimi Hendrix covers that would put Jimi Hendrix to shame. She's an amazing girl. She actually, I thought she started when she was 20. It turns out she started when she was 15 as a nationally known guitar player. She's played with Eric Clapton, Santana, and I'm a huge Santana fan. Mm-hmm. I met him, great guy.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
That's always good to hear.
You know, and then she's worked with Joe Satriani and Van Halen, Whitesnake, Aerosmith. I mean, she's pretty much guest appeared with many people. And she's just highly renowned for how well she plays guitar and everything else. So I printed out this article for you to read and so that you could have this. And guess what?
What?
She has also played with Carrie Underwood. There you go.
Yay, my country.
There we go. She did, and I will read this, an onstage appearance with Carrie Underwood at the 2009 Grammy Awards.
I think I remember seeing that and not knowing who she was. Yep. Don't hate me.
And she's a prodigy. No, it's all good. I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, she keeps her stuff real. She goes and plays with everybody, and she's amazing.
That's how you have to be.
And to be a girl who can shred like she does and still, and look at her.
Uh-huh.
Drop dead. Hello. Yes. Beautiful.
Beautiful blonde.
Beautiful blonde. Beautiful gorgeous.
We'll post a picture.
Young. Yeah. So. Yes. Here we go. So.
That's awesome. Thank you for being prepared.
Yeah. For a second.
At least you got the woman crush.
My second time.
Two times in a row.
I know. Yay me.
My woman crush of the week is not as exciting and entertaining. It's Meredith Vieira. Did you know who she was?
Yes, I did, okay. As a matter of fact. And
I didn't know.
And it is exciting because she's
there's a lot of depth to her. She wasn't just on The View and Today Show. She is a popular television host and Emmy Award-winning journalist. But the things she talks about and makes sure that the world knows about her is pretty amazing.
Well, she cares about more than things in the news. I mean, for her husband, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, what all does he have? He's been through, I mean... MS and
he was diagnosed with MS when he was 25. Two bouts of colon cancer.
My goodness. And she's just stuck with him and cared for him. And from what I understand, he's quite the amazing man too.
Right.
So I've seen interviews on the Today Show where mm-hmm. they've talked to him as well. And he's quite an inspiration. So clearly together they're quite the power couple.
Right. And the one thing she says is their secret to happiness is laughter.
Good for them.
And Steve and I, that's what attracted me to him, because he just makes me laugh constantly.
Well, and you know, that's funny because people have done studies on what women look for in men. Mm-hmm. It's actually not looks. It's not. Actually humor. Mm-hmm. And so, hello, men, be funny.
Be funny. And not stupid funny. Not corny funny. Be genuinely funny. Make us laugh.
Yeah. And not gross funny. No. We don't care about that stuff. I mean, you can work your way into that later, but right now, no.
Right. And my favorite quote from her says, "I enjoy laughing so hard I cry. I hate laughing so hard that I pee." That's always embarrassing.
Which is funny because my girlfriend took a picture of me, who seems to have this little bit of a problem. Yes, I'm saying this out loud.
Mouth is open.
I laugh so hard I cry down my leg.
Oh, that's awesome. I laugh so hard I tinkle. That's great.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Do you go to many comedy shows? It's probably dangerous for
you. You know what? I don't, and I should. I really want to. I just need to get out there more. But no, I comedy shows to me are hysterical. I do watch them a lot on TV.
Right.
Yeah. But I need to broaden my my world a little bit. Yeah.
And I was talking to you before we started recording, and we're having a girls' night this Saturday at a country bar.
Right.
And you might make an appearance.
Maybe. The Princess of Metal may go to a country bar. Yes. Everybody write this date down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. This Saturday, it's Honky Tonk Voodoo. Great cover band.
Yes, and I've heard a lot about them and how good they are, actually. So, right.
Yeah. So if you're in the Denver area, you got to come check them out.
Yeah.
8:30-ish.
I love the ish part. Yeah. That always works so well for me.
We're girls. We're going to show up when we need to show up, which is whenever we're ready.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Again, men, take note.
Yes.
So I've been trying to talk about this for the last few weeks. Okay. Fashion when it comes to fall. It seems like
fall is
the first, I guess, the first time of the year where I really pay attention. Like summer, I pay attention to some of the colors. Winter, it always seems to be sweaters and boots. But fall, I don't know why I'm drawn to the fashion of fall. Like, what's hot? Last season was a lot of camo and, you know.
Fall is my favorite season of the year, period.
Really?
I love the crisp, cool mornings, the way the air always smells fresh. And for me, it's boot season. Woohoo! So, you know,
boots, yes.
Get ready for Sexy Shoe Sunday. Oh, by the way, Sexy Shoe Sunday, anyone mm-hmm. who wants to get involved, just take pictures of your sexy shoes and mm-hmm. post them, and we will all comment about how awesome they are.
Yeah, or and if you want to post them not. On the Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine page, I'm okay with that.
The girls, oh, I wanted to mention to you, the girls who actually started this are Carrie Francisco and her friend who goes by Missy Volbeat Pantera.
Carrie Francisco.
They are called the Mistresses of Metal. They okay. actually do have their own radio show.
Oh.
They're hugely involved in promoting unsigned rock bands and metal bands,
and they
even go outside of the box, but they mm-hmm. do push that. And they are the ones who started.
Do they have a Facebook page?
Mistresses of Metal, yes, they do.
Okay, Mistresses of Metal.
Yeah, they do.
Nice.
They do. And my girlfriend and I, Lisa, are starting ours called the Toxic Twins.
Toxic Twins.
Yeah. Well,
you are so freaking busy.
That's another story where that one came from. But that's for us to help local promoters that are not part of a huge conglomerate
uh-huh.
to actually push local entertainment and things that are going on around town. So
nice.
It's just a hobby for us just to mm-hmm. get people to go to, you know, and it's not just limited to rock bands. It's shows of any sort, anything live in the performance field.
And do you so have a Facebook page for Toxic Twins yet?
We will. We don't yet, but okay. We will.
And as soon as you do, let me know and I'll promote it on Two
Girls. We will. So, yeah. So, getting back on the page of Sexy Shoe Sunday, I love boots and fall.
Yes.
So, sorry. I'm sorry. I had to reel myself back in just for you. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Apologize.
Squirrel.
It can be a squirrel, a cat. Oh my gosh, there's a spider. You know, whatever.
So when I was doing my research, because I want to find that list, the fall 2014 list, and all of a sudden I started finding spring 2015 lists. I'm like, whoa. I don't understand why they do that.
I don't either. I mean, we're not in New York. I'm sorry. I don't pre-purchase my clothes.
No.
I don't. I don't go in the spring and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy this for 5 months from now.
Right.
Seriously?
Because then I'll forget about it.
Who does that?
It'll be in my closet.
That's not real.
But I found a great list from Refinery 29. Have you ever visited their website?
I have not, but I am going to.
I recommend it. And we'll go through this list pretty quickly. First of all, the fall parka. The great thing about a fall parka is that it can easily become your winter parka with the addition of a lining. You can wear it with sleeves rolled up and easy dresses for the beginning of fall, and then thick trousers and knits when the temperatures drop, which they do in Colorado.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And daily.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And the fall parka, people, that doesn't mean it's a tent. It's a parka.
No, they can be form
actually
flattering.
Fitted. Yeah, they can be cute. Yes.
Good point.
We're not wearing a tent. Yes. I'm just saying. Parkas are cute. Yes, I think they're cute. As long as they're not too billowy.
Right. Be careful.
A little puffy.
And then we have the substantial sweater. Oversized, heavy, but fitted through the shoulders.
Okay, so I have a sweater story, I'm making us run long this time.
You're
apologize,
okay.
But
I'm not complaining.
I have to tell you my sweater story.
Okay,
and this one's kind of it's very heartfelt, and it's not the usual Teresa off color thing. Mm-hmm. What it is, I've never been a big sweater fan. Because to me they get hot, they get itchy, whatever.
Okay.
You know. But my dad had sweaters that he brought back from London when he was traveling and he was in the military.
Okay.
So I used to steal his sweaters. I have two in particular. I lost my dad 3 years ago to cancer. We were all there when he passed away, and this is one of the cutest memories, and I don't know how people will take this, but I was sitting on his bed the night he passed away, and we were talking, and I leaned over in his ear and I said, "Hey, Dad, I'm taking your two sweaters. You can't catch me now." Ah. But he started laughing because it's always been our joke. And
aww,
I got to watch my dad laugh. And so for me, the sweater thing is kind of a really big deal.
Aww.
So
do you still have them?
I do.
Mm.
Both cream cable knit.
Aww.
You know, not the most fancy or up to date, but you know what? I don't care. They're
awesome.
The sweaters that
they
I used
mean
to
the
wear.
World to you.
Absolutely. And so the fact that I got to make my father smile.
Aww.
And have him, you know, giggle at me because, you know, that was always our little joke, you know.
Right.
He didn't have to hunt me down for his sweaters, you know. He knew they were safe.
That's awesome.
So
that's such a sweet
that's,
story.
That's
Thank
my
you.
Personal sweet story about sweaters. So,
aww. Yeah. I don't think I want to go through the rest of the list.
That's oh,
great,
I'm sorry.
It's great in the list. I will post the rest of the list on our page. But yeah, that's
okay.
So sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And if you have any great fall, I'm just verklempt. Oh. Is that the word? Verklempt. I'm probably butchering it. That's such a sweet story. But if you have any fall trends that you want to share with us.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
No, you're fine. You can send them to twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. All right.
Okay.
I am a sap. I am a wuss. Okay. One of my favorite things about fall are the scents.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Love the scents. If you come down here to the basement or studio, it's always going to smell like Hawaiian tropical because it's Steve's world down here.
Yeah, it smells amazing, too.
Thank you.
And I love all the Malibu stuff.
Yes,
going on.
I do like my Malibu.
Got a little rum going on. I know it's wine, but we won't tell anybody.
Right.
We drink other stuff, too.
Yep, that stiletto princess, you know. And upstairs, I've got the fall scents going. The pumpkin, I have my favorite scents from Bath & Body Works, which is where I'm obsessed with their candles. Every weekend, I go to their website to see when they have their 2 for $22, because typically their candles are about $22 a piece.
Yeah, they're about the same lines as Yankee Candles, yeah. So they're pretty
expensive. They have great sales, 2 for $22. Mm-hmm. Very frequently. So, and it tends to happen on weekends. So every Friday or Saturday, I'll check their website, especially if I need a candle.
Right.
And I was collecting my fall scents, and I wanted to share those. It's vanilla chai, spiced pumpkin cider, and flannel. Flannel is one of those scents that smells like a man, and I only burn it in the bedroom when Steve's traveling because it comforts me. Because right. I'm a child that cries easily, obviously.
No, that's just sexy. You should have okay. that. And I'm with you on the spice pumpkin cider and the vanilla chai. I like all those, but mm-hmm. then I brought my own too. Excellent. That are awesome. So I have one called lavender chamomile.
Where do you get that?
I actually got that at a TJ Maxx. Believe it or not.
I love their candles.
And oh my gosh, and it's it says DL is the name of the candle. I don't okay. even know what I don't even know what company that is, but oh my gosh, it smells beautiful.
That sounds soothing.
The next one is talking about manly smell, mm-hmm. and I will burn this in any room anyway. It's called Midnight Sky, and it's by mm-hmm. Yankee Candle. Oh my gosh, it's the sexiest smelling. Men think we girls like everything floral and everything else. Right. Mm-mm. This stuff smells like a man.
I will admit, in the spring, summer, I'm a big lavender candle girl, but yeah.
Well, you'd love the lavender chamomile, but the Midnight Sky is just all man. Candle. Yeah.
That's awesome.
All I man, minus the sweat.
If you yeah, walk through my house right now, I have like 20 candles going.
And that's great because it smells it. So good.
Thank you.
It does. And then I have one more that's home smell for me because I'm from New Mexico and it's called Mesa Sunrise. It's by the Legendary Candle Company. I actually got it at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, nice. What does it smell like?
Mesa Sunrise smells like in the mornings, in a desert morning, mm-hmm. Typically you have the smells of a little bit of, well, high desert where I'm from. It was pine and some sage and some, it's a very earth tone. Okay. Smell. It's very earthy, but it's very soothing. So it's something that to me is a smell of memories and growing up in the aww. Fall because, like I said, the crisp mornings and mm-hmm. everything, that was one of the smells that you could smell when you'd walk outside. So appropriately named Mesa Sunrise. I thought it was awesome.
I like it. And what's the name of the candle maker?
Legendary Candle Company. Awesome. Yeah, they have some great scents too. Yeah,
awesome. I'll have to check them out. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for being prepared.
And thank you for, I'm sorry, I made you
no,
cry.
No, it was good. Emotions are good.
It was just a nice we're memory girls. I had.
Yeah. Emotions are good.
What can we say?
Yeah.
You know.
And we'll have you back next month. We already have that planned.
Absolutely. Date set. I'm
a planner.
We are pinned in.
And is there anything you want to talk about when it comes to any promotions going on that you want to push, or... Any bands? Because last time bands, you were talking about bands.
Bands. I know they're metal, but Vengeance Within just mm-hmm. dropped an album, and they're with the Mistresses of Metal, really pushing them right now.
Okay.
Still waiting on some of the mastered stuff from Fly Johnson, but right. that's coming. And, oh my word, gosh, there's so many. Well, we'll have more as soon yes. as the Toxic Twins are up, so they'll, you know, and we'll have all kinds of fun stuff, so.
And we are seriously still working on getting more mics. Like, we physically have 4 more mics that Steve ordered. It's just now for him to sit down and make them work so we can have, like, the Toxic Twins. We can have you and Carrie on at the same time. Like, I've got it. The ball is rolling.
Well, get ready, because if you have Lisa and I in here as the Toxic Twins, you're gonna just die because she's hysterical.
I'm excited.
Oh, she's oh my gosh. And you think I have no filter? Just wait.
That's okay. It's a podcast. Yeah. You don't have to have a filter.
We're good, because it doesn't happen. We're good. God bless her.
And catch us on Wednesdays. It'll be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Las Vegas time, which is Pacific time. on Rock and Comedy Radio, and I'll post that link, and then catch us on...
Which is 10 here, 10 a.m. Yes,
10 a.m. Mountain Time. And then we're also on Podbean, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere. And
yes.
I've gotten in the habit of posting all the links at one time on a Tumblr page that I set up for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. So.
Oh my gosh, now I have to open up Tumblr.
Yes.
Another app.
That's the bad good thing about having a podcast. I'm like constantly looking for other places to post. So, yeah.
Janet is keeping me on my toes.
Yeah.
Just saying, people.
Well, we'll see you next month. And
absolutely.
Everyone have a great week and cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy fall.
It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer.
You know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I was at Subaru school today.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Rockin' Comedy Radio. Don't miss us. 2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair.